hundreds and thousands of desires at all times. They are all coming like a parade, like a march past. Have you seen a march past? How people come. So our desires also arise in our heart like that. So recently I was hearing about how does one tackle such desires which come successively one after another. So our mind is always flapping with multiple desires, and ultimately all these desires flop also subsequently. So Lord Krishna says, Sanishchayena yoktavyo yogo nirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamam stakva sarvana sheshataha manasaivendriya gramam vinyamja samantataha. So he says, Sanishchayena yoktavyo, with firm determination, one should engage in chanting the holy names or meditation with a very firm determination. Sanishchayena yoktavyo. Yogo anirvinna chetasa, without any distraction, allowing the mind to get distracted with varieties of desires. And then he says, sankalpa. Sankalpa means the desires. Sankalpa prabhavan, kamams. And sarvan, taktva, means one should give up all those desires. So I was wondering, how can we convince our mind to give up all these desires? Because we may not want to meditate or contemplate on those desires, but the mind is not yet convinced that these desires are all useless and I have to give them up. Mind is not convinced. Otherwise, why are we contemplating constantly on those desires? So there are five P's that pinch us. You'll never forget these five P's, I believe. You see, we all want to relate with new people who are famous people and to have some friendship with them. We like to be associated with big people, isn't it? So that is one of the P's. And second P is the pleasures of this world, which we experience through the eyes and the ears and the nose and tongue and skin. So we are always chasing after the pleasures. And if we very carefully study the nature of our mind, it is chasing after these pleasures also. And we are also after positions where we can have some power to control others. And we are also after the possessions where we can possess many things of this world, like a bike or a car or a bungalow. And how many P's I cover? Four. What is the fifth P? Anybody can guess? No, people already said. No. Is it? Yeah? No. No, guess what? Place. We like to go to new place, see new things and experience different things. So place, people, position, possession and pleasures. So these are five P's after which the mind is always chasing at all times. Now how can we tell the mind that these five P's are not going to give you happiness? Forget it. Just chant the holy name. How are you going to convince the mind? So in that regard, we should remember, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says three characteristics of the material world. One is, all the things of this world are changeable and perishable. If you study all these five things, please, I told you, if you carefully see, they all are changing and they all are also gradually perishing. Like the Miss India doesn't remain Miss India always. For a period of time, people keep changing, isn't it? World order changeth, yielding twist in you. In this way, things are changing in this world. And all the beautiful things of this world, they perish also. They die also. All that glitters is not gold. And the Maya's glamour is only for fools. Although it's very attractive. So in this way, only fools can be attracted by the glamour of Maya. Because intelligent people should know that things are changing and they are perishable. Secondly, we are living in a world of duality. Like, for example, it is said, dukkha When there is sukh, there is also dukh. When there is day, there is night. Everything has a counterpart. For example, we all want to welcome happiness into our lives, but we tell the distress to stop at the door. We tell the distress not to come in. It is like asking only for the head and not for the tail of a coin. How can you get only the head? They both come as one unit. You cannot say no to the other side. So when we know this, we also can anticipate that if somebody praises me and I feel very nice, then when someone insults me, I will also feel the pinch. I will also feel the pain. So we should refuse to accept the praise. Then when we are insulted, we won't feel any pain at all. So this is the second nature of the material world, world of duality. Third is, we are living in a world which is relative. You can never find the best object in this world. It is not possible. Even if you find one, very soon you will find something better than that object. You will always find. Like all of us in our lives, we all have dreamt so many objects in our lives, right? By the time you have achieved them, then you found something better. In a group of students like all of you here, once when I was asking, what is your life's ambition? So some of the teenage boys, it was a teenage boys group. So they were saying, the goal of our life is to get a Pulsar bike. No. They said, that's the highest ambition of our lives. And they said, to that effect, we are saving little money every day. Someday we'll be able to buy. So then I was talking about these 3 points to them. And I said, there is always something better than the best objects that you know in this world. And many of them refused. They said, no, there is nothing better than Pulsar. Then, and one boy, he raised the hand and said, yes sir, what you are saying is true. There is one new bike in the market called some Karisma. So, then all of them nodded their head. They said, yes, it's true. You always find if you want a car or a bike which has a better look, which has more facilities, then you want to go for that. You place an order, and by the time you go to procure that, something else is better, then you want to get that. Same thing is true with the beauty also. Somebody becomes attracted to someone who is beautiful, and they think there is no one more beautiful than that person. And after some time, you find that person's beauty also fades away. And also you find there are people who are more beautiful in many other respects. You find that. So this world is a relative world, where things are always better than the other. You can never identify one object which is best. There is no superlative in this world. All the superlatives also gradually, as I told you, they all degrade. So applying these 3 rules to Krishna, who is called as Manohar. Manohar means one who attracts the mind of the devotees. Krishna charms the heart of the devotees. And devotees do not harbor material desires in their heart, chasing after the mirage of the illusory pleasures of this world. Rather, they repose all the desires on Krishna. Why? Understanding the same 3 things again. Because Krishna never changes. Krishna never perishes. Krishna will never die, you will never die, and your relationship with Krishna will never die. It's permanent. And there is no duality in the spiritual world. There is no pleasure or pain. Even the separation also leads to bliss. Even the union leads to bliss. The spiritual world, it's a world of Anandambari Vardhanam, Prati Padam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. It is a world of ever-expanding joy. And Krishna is not relative. Krishna is absolute. Because once you get Krishna, you will never find somebody better than Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate. Because he is the source of all beauty, the source of all strength, the source of all knowledge, the source of all wealth, the source of everything. In fact, all the objects of this world, and they all are small traces of Krishna's opulences only. So when we understand this truth, then our mind can become calm. Calm, cool and collected. Sanishcha yena yoktavyo yogo anirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamam tyaktva. Then we become convinced to tyaktva, means to give up. Sarvan. And also a very amazing thing is our mind is oscillating as soon as you see some beautiful object of this world. As I was telling you, flapping, mind is flapping. Any one of the 5 P's you see, mind is flapping. You're going for a European tour, mind starts flapping. You know, you've got some new car, when you get the smell of the car, then your mind is flapping. You know? Oh, now I'm going to ride a new car. Similarly, somebody is going to get newly married and the mind is flapping. So, mind is always flapping. And when the mind flaps, at one point of time, mind also comes to you. You find that as soon as you get that object, the joy you feel is like a spike. It goes to a great height, isn't it? And the mind feels very calm, cool and collected, right? That kind of calmness of the mind does not come from possessing the object. But do you know where that calmness of the mind comes? Because your oscillation stops for a while temporarily. So mind oscillates, when you get the object, it stops for a while, and that stoppage of the mind gives you happiness, what we call as happiness. But because it's a material object, because it's a relative, changeable, perishable, it has duality, and you want something better, again the oscillation starts. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, there is a word used, Shanti Naishtikim. The word Naishtiki Shanti is used. There are two types of Shanti. One is Anaishtiki Shanti, another one is Naishtiki Shanti. Yukta karma phalam tyaktva shanti mapnoti naishtikim ayukta kama karena phale satto nibadyate. Krishna is saying that wise people, they give up the fruits of their action and attain shanti naishtikim. Shantim nirvana paramam. Same thing. Do you want everlasting shanti or you want temporary peace? And if you are chasing after the objects of this world, you will get peace, which is very short-lived. Why? Well, how that peace comes? When you achieve them, you get the peace. Again, the oscillation starts. Again, the flapping will start again. But if you get the spiritual object, Krishna, by chanting the holy names, once you attain him, that shanti will be naishtiki shanti. What is that verse? Another verse. Prashanta manasam hyenam yoginam sukhamuttamam upaiti shantarajasam brahma bhutamakalmasham. That verse also says the same thing. In this way, we will attain everlasting peace and happiness by attaining Krishna. So when we chant the holy names every day, when we call out Krishna's holy names, we should remember, there is nothing more important for me to do at this point of time than chanting Krishna's names. And Krishna is the supreme object to attain. There is nothing better to be attained. Sometimes you feel like standing up and running to do something more important. There is nothing more important in this world. Because even if you achieve something which your mind considers important, that is one of these five P's which is going to pinch you later. And it's going to flap your mind and flop you. So don't get flopped and succeed in your life by surrendering to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.